a chaotic scene in Sacramento last night as peaceful daytime protests boiled over into the evening. Police say at least 22 people were arrested with multiple injuries. It was one of many intense protests seen around Northern California yesterday. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sacramento Bee reporter Benji Eagle. Thank you, Benji, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Describe the scene last night in the Capitol.
Right. I got to the protest about 2:30 yesterday. It had been going on since 9 a.m. And there was a lot of anger over the death of George Floyd. There's some minor quarrels between protesters and police during the day. But really, once we got to the Sacramento County Main Jail around 4 p.m., it kind of escalated. From there, went back to the Capitol, and by the time the sun went down, we were seeing police firing rubber bullets and pepper balls at protesters, and protesters throwing glass bottles and firing fireworks back at the police.
Did you see a lot of looting as the situation went on?
We did. There were a number of stores, some locally owned, some chains in downtown Sacramento and moving on into midtown Sacramento, that were looted pretty thoroughly from about 10 p.m. onward through 2 a.m.
And were there any common denominators that you could see, like the looters were of a certain age group, or was it just a mix?
Most of them were young adults. You know, there's been a lot of questions about if people are coming from out of town or if they're people from within the city that are doing the looting. I can't really answer that at this point. But most of them, I thought, were in their 20s and 30s.
So earlier in the day, everything was peaceful?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of vocal aggression, a lot of people upset over the situation, as we've seen across the country and a lot of other cities. But for the most part, police were mostly standing by as protesters peacefully protested. Once we got to the Sacramento County Main Jail around 4 p.m., some people started smashing in the front doors of the jail. From there on out, there was some broken windows along the way back to the Capitol. At the Capitol, there was a man who wasn't associated with the protesters who said something that offended them, and he got beat up pretty bad. He was bloodied pretty bad before he escaped to CHP.
So what's the state of the downtown area this afternoon?
There's a lot of businesses that are closed still at this point that aren't, you know, ready to open up. I think a lot of people are trying to erase the spray paint that's on the walls and put up boards over the windows. You know, this is obviously a different time than usual, even with the COVID-19 virus. So a lot of businesses have been sort of half open for the last few months, and now they're just putting up kind of boards around a lot of the ones that were open downtown.
Benji, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sacramento Bee reporter Benji Eagle.